This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. American casualties in Afghanistan, apparently from friendly fire. Pentagon officials say two U.S. soldiers and an unknown number of anti-Taliban fighters with them died in a B-52 raid gone wrong. Another 20 U.S. soldiers were wounded. Officials say the incident took place near Kandahar, the last Taliban stronghold. In the hunt for Osama bin Laden, hundreds of Afghan villagers have joined the search. The local security chief in the eastern city of Jalalabad says his forces are looking in nearby caves and tunnels for any al-Qaeda leaders who may be hiding. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Afghan villagers in trucks and four-wheel drive vehicles drove into the steep white mountains south of Jalalabad in search of al-Qaeda hideouts. Their search mission comes after days of U.S. bombing in the region, where military officials say Osama bin Laden and other leaders may be holed up. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld won't talk about what kind of support the villagers are getting from U.S. special forces in the region, but it's clear that anyone in Afghanistan who's hunting for al-Qaeda is being cheered on by the Pentagon.
I would not want to get into specific places or locations or numbers, but we have rewards out. We have been actively encouraging individuals as well as collections of individuals and units of people to do exactly that.
Afghan villagers may be uniquely well-equipped to root out anyone hiding in the mountain caves. Alex Alexiev, who studied the Soviets' Afghan occupation for the RAND Corporation, says some of those caves were being used by Afghan guerrilla fighters two decades ago.
A lot of the Mujahideen during the war with the Soviets knew it quite well. The local villagers know it quite well. They know how to get there, and they probably know where the air vents are and all the other information that one needs to deal with a situation like that.
Alexiev says Osama bin Laden is also familiar with the cave complex known as Tora Bora, since he used it as a headquarters in the mid-1990s. Alexiev says Tora Bora is more elaborate than the U.S. military description of caves and tunnels might suggest.
I believe it's much more sophisticated than just natural caves. They have been fortified, they have been dug out. It is said that they are small hydroelectric generators that provide electricity. There's probably some system of ventilation.
Despite that, Alexiev says, the mountain hideouts are not impregnable if search teams can locate them. Local Afghan villagers have an extra incentive to do that. It would stop the relentless U.S. bombing campaign that's been focused on their region. The U.S. military says it goes to great lengths to avoid civilian casualties, but Secretary Rumsfeld acknowledges innocent people do get caught in the crossfire. Rumsfeld calls that an unpleasant reality of war.
We did not start this war, so understand responsibility for every single casualty in this war, whether they're innocent Afghans or innocent Americans, rest at the feet of the al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
Rumsfeld says the U.S. is by no means approaching the end of the Afghan campaign. Although conditions have improved in the northern and western parts of the country, he says they remain unsettled in the south and parts of the east.
It seems to me that it is not a very tidy situation. It's not an orderly situation, and there are risks that will exist for Americans on the ground in Afghanistan, probably to a greater extent going forward than was the case in the past.
But he's not confident that leader Mullah Mohammed Omar will give up his last stronghold without a fight.
We've seen in other parts of the country that foreign and al-Qaeda fighters have proven to be somewhat fanatical dead-enders. So the situation in Kandahar is complicated. It's not easy. But one thing is clear. The Taliban and al-Qaeda will be driven from Kandahar. The choice really is theirs as to how it happens.
Rumsfeld says it appears that Afghan opposition forces are putting enough pressure on Kandahar that U.S. Marines, now stationed at a desert airstrip, won't be needed for an attack on the city. At the same time, the defense secretary says he's not ruling anything out. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.